Well, it's great that we're able to come here to Friendly Hills Middle School. We've got one-third of the team in three different schools today. You know, we're trying to team up to give back to the community, and it's important that we get out here. And we've got we're giving out backpacks. We're doing arts and crafts inside. We're doing some physical activity here. And so, you know, it's great that our whole organization showed up, not just players and coaches, but also all the staff members, owners. So it's really good. We feel proud to be able to do it.
Did you ever, you remember as a kid, did you ever get up close to a professional team or players or anything like that you remember?
Yeah, I actually did. I had dinner with Gale Sayers one time. They were recruiting one of my dad's players.
Really?
So it was pretty cool. I went to his house.
What was it like?
It was good. I played pool with him, and he ended up going to Purdue instead of Kansas, though.
So that ended that, huh?
Yeah.
Scouting talent here?
Yeah, you know what? There's some good athletes here. I've been impressed. There's been some good athletes.
Hey, Mike, you had Anthony Barr back at OTAs this week. He said he missed last week's to take care of injury insurance. Was that any big deal as far as you're concerned, him missing the first week of OTAs last week?
No. It's voluntary, and he was able to take care of what he needed to take care of, and then we moved on.
Have OTAs been exactly as you expected? Have you gotten anything out? Is it what it is? You got pretty much everybody there and a new quarterback learning the system, right?
Yeah, you know, it's still a work in progress. We still have a lot of work to do. The guys are working hard. You can tell it's the beginning of OTAs. We're still making some mistakes we have to stop making, but, I like the attitude of this football team, and hopefully we can continue to get better in these next 2 weeks.
What have you been able to see from Sheldon Richardson in the last couple weeks of OTAs?
Well, he's done good. You know, he's learning how we play defense, learning the techniques. He's got good quickness. He's a good guy. He's been showing up and doing everything like we're asking him to. So it's been positive.
Hey, Coach. Stephon is someone who takes his job on the field very seriously, but at things like this, he enjoys surprising the kids and kind of letting loose. What do you enjoy about, whether it's him or some of your other players, that they really truly enjoy an event like this today?
Well, I think one of the things, and not just with Stephon, but all of our guys, they do a great job in the community, number one. But, you know, I was sitting over there, I'm watching some of these guys, I think they're having more fun than the students. So it's really good. I know that sometimes guys don't want to do it, but as soon as they get here, it's like, okay, let's have some fun.
Mike, where are you? Are you seeing him become more of a vocal kind of leader in that room? Or?
Yeah, I think anytime you're new to an organization, you kind of feel your way around a little bit. He's doing that some, but he's leading. He's taking charge. You know, he's got a lot on his plate right now. We've got so many different things everything is new to him, where a lot of the guys, it's not new, but... yeah, he's doing a good job in that role.
You guys did a lot of red zone stuff today. What were your impressions of how that went?
I haven't watched the tape yet, but it's been good. We spend an awful lot of time, and I think this is our fourth day in the red zone of some sort, out of five. And, I think it's just important that we get a lot of work in there. We put a big emphasis on it last year, and we're going to continue to do so.
As the coaches, how do you make him feel more comfortable and get acclimated to things that you're talking about?
One of the things with myself personally is I have to develop a relationship with him. I have to be able to sit down and talk to him about things that I think, things that about the team. But, I think, and I've had some good conversations with him. I think it's just getting comfortable around everything. When you go to a new place and all the players are new, all the coaches are new, the install's new, the snap count's new, everything is different. And, it just takes some time. But I think he's doing a good job developing all those.
Trying to get out to the facility with him?
Not right now.
What kind of role is Todd Downing having as quarterback so far?
Well, Todd's really working with the receivers. So... he's working with Daryl Hazel, I think Todd's done a nice job as far as coming in here and trying to get done what John wants him to get done.
Mike, Laquan Treadwell probably didn't take quite the leap last year than many had hoped. With that in mind, how important is this year for him, and how's he been doing so far in spring?
Well, it's important. Anytime you're in your third year, it's important. And, you know, the one today, he had two really nice catches in the red zone. You know, he's continually get better. I think he's stopped being so hard on himself and just kind of letting it flow now. So, you know, I think that's part of it.
What stood out with Mike Hughes?
You know, he's got excellent acceleration and quickness. Very, very, wants to learn, you know, all the time. You know, he's obviously catching a lot of punts and kickoffs. But, you know, the thing I noticed the most is probably his lateral quickness.
Is he kind of making a transition from just nickel now to starting to learn both positions?
Yeah, he's doing both. Good?
Good. All right. Well, I got a few minutes for Kurt.